This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is an important segment today. Very important. Joining us is the founder of The Right Rehab. That is also the book he has written. It's called The Right Rehab. Walter Wolf, welcome back as always. A pleasure. Walter had another life. And he was a very successful producer, director, and in the world of entertainment. And then your life changed, and Walter, your whole story is compelling, but you had to now take care of your son in a way that you never ever thought would ever happen. And explain a little bit about the backstory, please.
Well, it's not so much of helping my son. It was helping my son and my family, because I don't care who you are, when addiction hits a family, it includes the whole family. So fortunately for me, 5 years later, we got out much better than I ever imagined on the other side. And I can say that my son is the poster child for recovery, and that's why I wrote the book, is to explain, hey, I'm a parent, like, you know, millions and millions of you, you know, in the country, and this is what you can do in order to get to the other side and have a life where you can be a family again, and you can see the benefits of recovery, but not only for the individual, but also for the family. And that's why today, of all things, I'm an interventionist, and people come to me when they need to go to the right rehab for their particular diagnosis, and also it also has to fit their resources, and hence that's why I ended up writing The Right Rehab. And
I love that.
And I'm a good example of a tragedy turning out to be something really, really good on the other side.
I love that. And when Walter and I were talking about cannabis, he said, you know, I don't know if you're aware, Frankie, but getting high years ago is different than the products that are being produced today. And I thought for a moment, you know, this is a very important topic. So we're not questioning the importance of this plant, and I want the stigma of this plant to change in so many ways, because this plant offers so many wonderful benefits. But I would be remiss in doing this radio program to not share that there's also the dark side. And I personally have talked about this on air. Addiction is an equal opportunity problem. It doesn't matter your wealth, it doesn't matter your color, it doesn't matter your race, it doesn't matter anything. It affects everybody. Everybody is susceptible to addiction. That being said, yes, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that you can be addicted to pot, because I know people who are addicted to pot, Walter. I know them.
Well, not only is that very true, actually, 30%, this is all coming from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, which is funded by our tax dollars, and their work is remarkable, but 30% of marijuana users have some degree of a marijuana use disorder. And here's the real issue as far as I'm concerned. And first, I want to establish my credentials here. I'm not a doctor. I don't have the letters after my name. However, I'm a parent, and I am involved in this because today I am an interventionist and I take people to treatment. So this is my world. This is what I see. This is what I experience. And I can tell you that those who start using before 18 years old, those adolescents later on, they're 4 to 7 times more likely to be addicted to marijuana. And unfortunately, I know we all used to scoff at, oh, marijuana is a gateway drug. You know what? There's a lot of evidence to show that that's true, because those who are addicted to weed, most of them eventually will become also addicted to other substances. And I think that also goes for
alcohol as well. So I mean, it's straight across the board. And you can have many addictions, including alcoholism and smoking weed too much.
But yes, you are correct. But here's the major difference. And that is, now that marijuana has been legalized in many states, there is an increasing acceptance across our country that marijuana is harmless, that in fact it can be good for you. It's organic, it can be healthy, that there's nothing wrong with it. In other words, marijuana use is now pretty much normalized in our country. And as far as legalization and being a business, I mean, it's true. There has been increased jobs. It has increased tax revenue. It has increased medical benefits for certain people with certain maladies. That's true. I totally agree. And therefore, people have labeled it as being safe, healthy, and organic. Here's my point, Frankie. When we were smoking marijuana, when I say we collectively, myself, in the 70s, in the 80s, and the 90s, the potency, the THC content of marijuana was an average of anywhere from 2 to 4%. Well, today, when you go inside, if you were to go inside a dispensary, it can be the THC content can be anywhere from 17 to 28%.
But crazy,
that's not the biggest deal. The biggest deal is that people now are also smoking THC, a concentrated THC, and the THC content is 95%. So if you were to say, well, what's the big deal? I was smoking marijuana when I was a teenager, and look at me today, I'm fine. Yeah, but you weren't smoking the marijuana that people are smoking today.
So there's a big distinction, is what you're saying, Walter. Big distinction.
There's a huge distinction. And what it first is, today, I mean, there has been lots and lots of research on this, and it's still continuing. But research, it shows that that marijuana's had long-term use does have negative effects on attention and memory, and that can last for learning, of course, and that can last for days or weeks, you know, after the acute effects of the drug wear off. Am I saying that that's going to happen with everybody? No. What I am saying, there are certain risks. And the other risk involved, there is a study out of New Zealand that studied teenagers, adolescents, starting in adolescence, marijuana use, and they continued to use heavily. And by the time they hit their mid-20s, they had an average loss of 8 IQ points. Okay? And you ask yourself the question, well, let's say if I stop smoking marijuana, is it going to help? Am I going to regain those IQ points? In some cases you do, you regain some of them, but in most cases you don't. And what's interesting is when the study also shows that for people who started smoking marijuana later on in their teens, not in adolescence, whatever learning disabilities, whatever effects that marijuana had on them, they do recover. Those effects, from those acute effects. It's the people who start in their adolescence and have heavy use of marijuana through their 20s. Those are the ones who are really at risk, and those are the ones who are really paying the price.
So when we talk about this plant having miraculous benefits, we also have to talk about there are going to be some that will become addicted to this plant. There are some that will abuse this plant. There are some that will be using it at too young an age, and on and on and on we go. So there is this line that I straddle doing this radio show, where I want people to get good information and make choices. Options are really important for me in my life, and I want them to be for my audience's life as well, Walter. And I think that people need to hear all of these stories. That's why we're doing this segment.
Well, I think what people need to know as well, Frankie, most people don't know what I'm about to tell you, and that is this.
Wait a minute, I'm going to let you hold that thought because we have to take a quick break. We will be back with Walter Wolf, The Right Rehab. And, Walter, give out all your good information, please.
The Right Rehab is, if you go to therightrehab.com, or you can also email me at walter@therightrehab.com. And you can also reach me at area code 310-210-4334.
We'll be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Walter Wolf, founder of The Right Rehab, therightrehab.com. And Walter, welcome back. And I cut you off. You wanted to say a very important point before we went to break, and I'm letting you do it right now. And this is really critical for people listening. Go ahead and share with us.
Well, like I said, I'm talking from my real-world experience as an interventionist and taking people to rehab. And I have clients who have developed psychosis from repeated marijuana use. And what do I mean by psychosis? Well, psychosis, basically, it's detachment from a reality. And we know that large amounts of marijuana, it can induce longer-lasting psychotic disorders in people, such as delusions, hallucinations, agitation. And unfortunately, most of the time, people don't have what they lack, what they call insight, which means that they're usually not aware of their behavior. Those people can be treated with medication and with treatment. They can be treated. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that there is a gene. If you are one of the persons who carries a variant of what's called the AKT1 gene, there's a study that shows that people with that variant, they are 7 times more likely to develop psychosis as opposed to someone who does not have that gene and uses marijuana daily. I'm talking about people who use marijuana daily. And so there is a genetically based vulnerability to psychosis. And I have myself clients who have acute effects. Some people who smoke marijuana, most people who smoke marijuana smoke it, and there's no long-lasting effects. Unfortunately, there are some people who do have acute effects, and some people also have this gene. The acute effects will include a temporary psychosis. Usually what will happen is they use complete attachment to reality. They're taken to the ER, and within a couple hours, they come back. They're fine. The psychosis, you know, eases. It's over. Unfortunately, Frankie, I also have clients who never get out of psychosis. Does that mean that I'm trying to scare people from, you know, don't smoke marijuana because you'll turn into, you know, a psychotic or you'll turn into somebody with schizophrenia? No, I'm not. I'm saying that there are certain risks involved, and there's certain people who have a 7 times higher risk of developing a psychosis, a psychotic reaction, if they have a particular gene and they're either using marijuana just for a few times. I've seen people have that where it's happened in the first few times they've used marijuana, but most of the time it's people who are heavy users of marijuana, of cannabis, with the high potency THC.
THC, yeah. It's all about the THC. So,
correct.
Let's talk about, how do you find out if you have this gene?
Well, as far as I know, if you can get tested for it, and you're going to have to go to, I would imagine you'd have to go to, what I would recommend is go to a neurologist and let that neurologist test you, which most likely will be a blood test. But again, I'm not an expert on how to find it. But I know that there are studies that show that people who do have it, if it were me, I'd go to a neurologist and find out what you can do to see if you do have that variant.
I also want to go back to a point that you made, which is a very important point. So the cannabis that baby boomers were smoking is not the cannabis that they're getting in dispensaries and that's on the market today. And that's a very important distinction. So we're talking about two different animals here.
Correct. And what happens is that when you talk about a product, you know, this is no longer the marijuana that I used to smoke in the 70s, where the THC content was anywhere from 2 to 4%. We're talking about byproducts also. I mean, just the weed itself, it's anywhere from 17 or 18% up to 25% of THC. But then there are byproducts of marijuana where the THC is concentrated. And when you smoke that, you're smoking something which can be up to 95%, okay, of THC. And what happens, and again, I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to explain to people, here are the risks, the real risk involved. And that is, if somebody is using this daily, well, could be functioning at a reduced intellectual level, either most of the time or, unfortunately, you know, all of the time. And what happens with people who are, talking about people who start in their adolescence and smoke heavily, you know, up until, you know, up through their 20s? Well, unfortunately, studies show that they're less likely than their non-using peers, for instance, to finish high school or even to get a degree. They have higher odds of developing substance use disorders. Unfortunately, there's also many people who have suicide ideation. In other words, they will also have suicide attempts. They normally will have, let's say, a lower income, a greater dependence on welfare, unemployment, and unfortunately some criminal behavior. Am I saying everybody who smokes it will do that? No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that with anything else in life, there are risks attached to doing whatever that you are doing. When it comes to marijuana, the risk increase because of the THC content. And these are results of real world results and also of studies. Again, I'm not saying everybody's going to have that experience. I'm just saying the risk increase and certain people do have these responses.
That is the point. And then there's also some studies that I've seen. I haven't looked extensively at them, but that's something for us to talk about maybe down the road, is that many kids have been on medication for ADHD. And then they're smoking, and the combination of these medications and cannabis at a very early age also has impact as well. So there's a lot of variables that we have to look at.
Well, there are many, many variables. I really can't comment on the ADHD medication and marijuana because I don't have any real world experience in what I do of that being documented as an effect. But we do know one thing, is that there are many, many studies being done on the effects of marijuana. Especially the effects of THC. And a lot of these studies are still going on. They have not been completed.
I was just going to say, we're just starting to get new information because of the fact that we can do some studies now and that it's legal in so many states. Walter Wolf, this is an ongoing conversation, but I'm thrilled you were with us today. The Right Rehab, give us all that good information for people to connect with you.
It's Walter Wolf, and you may email me at walterTheRightRehab.com. You may phone me. You may call me at area code 310-210-4334, and you may also go to my website, which is therightrehab.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We have to take a quick break. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you.
back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us now is someone also passionate, a cannabis industry veteran, Victor Pino, with over 20 years in the cannabis industry. He runs something called Emerald Farm Tours. And Victor, 20 years you've been doing this?
Sort of. I've been in cannabis for about 20 years. First as an activist, then in my marketing capacity with dispensaries and product brands. And then for about 5 years, I've been doing this tourism thing.
So this is so fascinating to me. Tell us how this works, because, you know, in the early days, we got inside looks on some of the buses, and it was kind of wild and all of that. But what's the real story? What really happens when you take when you take a tour that you provide, when you take an Emerald Farm tour?
Yeah, an Emerald Farm Tour is a little bit, what we tend to do is a little bit higher quality experience. It's not quite just a bong on a bus tour. What we've done is we've created by utilizing my Rolodex of 20 years of experience and, tapping into my network of people that I've met and, learned to work with over the years. I've created experiences for my customers and guests that include everything from farm tours to just great experiences with cannabis. And we try to get everybody a little closer to the plant than everybody else. We understand that the plant is the fascinating star of the show. So that's what we do here. We bring folks closer to the plant than anyone else.
I think that is so cool. So cool. What's the biggest, when you get done with the tour, what are the biggest comments people say?
Well, a lot of times, really, the most surprising comments are that people don't really realize what it takes to get a plant, a cannabis product from a plant to a finished stage, right? It's a lot of steps. Folks are really surprised by the fact that it is an agricultural commodity and that it is not, it's more like corn and wheat than it is any, like a luxury item, right? So people really are blown away by how basic it is that, it's agriculture, right? And people are blown away by this idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet they are. And you want people to really get that far. It's almost like when you go to a lovely restaurant, wouldn't it be fun to go to the farm to see where the farm raised the vegetables and that farm-to-table experience? Is it similar to that?
It's similar to that because you are going to see the plants kind of in place growing. You are going to get a chance to sample those plants in the form of finished flower. So you do kind of get a very farm to table experience. And what we try to do is try to kind of put a little bit of a story behind the cannabis you're smoking. So trying to understand who are the people, what is the process, how is it made kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is so cool. Absolutely cool. And where in California are you doing it? What part of California?
So we are currently taking folks out of San Francisco and taking them up into Mendocino County. We have events and tours in San Francisco and around the Bay Area. But we are launching in Southern California this year, so look out for us in L.A. Look out for us in San Diego. So this is just the beginning for us.
What has been the feeling for people when they hear what you do?
A lot of times people are surprised that these things exist, that our tours exist. And I guess when they take the tour, they're even more surprised at how I've been able to just defy all expectations of what a cannabis tour should be. I mean, we really pour our heart and soul into making sure everyone has a spectacular time and that everybody is doing something that they've never done before.
And you have to get a special permit to do this. Not only do you need the bus permits, but do you need to get a special permit to do what you do?
It depends where you are operating tours. And in counties like Humboldt County, there are special permits. What we do is we work with, California licensed TCP drivers and transportation providers, and our guides, you know, step on those tours. We are insured. We're an insured company. You know, we take every measure and step to keep everybody safe, happy, and healthy on the tours. And we do things with a level of professionalism and grace that I don't think anybody else out there is offering.
I think it's so cool that you're doing this. How long have you been doing this, Victor?
So we started the company in the winter of 2017, going into 2018. So it was we ran our first tours early in 2018.
And, of course, the pandemic must have just cut you right down.
Well, the pandemic shut us down for about a year, and we took a little hiatus, and my team and I started finding other work for a little while, but as soon as pandemic subsided, this thing turned itself back on harder and faster than ever before.
That is so cool.
Back for us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a lot of people would think, well, why don't you throw a little wine, a little vino in the mix? And you do, don't you?
We do. We have certain tours that kind of position wine and weed together and kind of go through the whole experience of tasting and sampling the wine and the weed products, while also understanding kind of why they exist in Northern California in this ecosystem together. There's a real reason for that. And we explore that in our tours, and we kind of explain to folks, look, the climate is ideal for both, you know, and that's just the beginning of it.
When you first began this whole concept, you thought of yourself as the consumer, what it would be like to be sitting on the bus. And of course, I'm sure the buses are lovely buses.
Right. Yeah. We when I set out to create this experience, I honestly was never one to take many tours. So I started to do research. I started to take tours, and I started to understand what it is the customer who is looking for a guided tour experience expects from that tour. And I did my research, and I put things together, and I sort of said, what would I really like to see out of this? What would I like to take a tour, and what would I like to do? And so we created an experience that is for the kind of person who takes a tour, but also really directed at the kind of person who may not like or normally take tours. We try to make it a very personable experience. We try to get really, we try to meet the customers and the guests right where they're at in terms of experiential knowledge about cannabis, in terms of how much they consume, how they consume. So we really try to make it a very friendly guided experience that folks can feel like they're being supported along the way by a professional if they're not a professional cannabis smoker. But if they are, they also feel like they're in a place where they can consume and feel comfortable doing it.
And you also have a very strong sense of responsibility and looking at policy, criminal justice reform, and that you really want to support independently owned and operated businesses. And share a little bit about that philosophy.
Sure. So I started off my career in cannabis as an activist. And as an activist in the days of prohibition prior to any legalized state, we were, you know, really concerned about, like, how do we get this message that cannabis is a positive thing when used responsibly out to the masses? And that's what we founded our tours on, this basic principle that, hey, responsible consumption when demonstrated to people, to guests, is the best way to kind of operate your business. So, yes, we started very much with an activist mindset, educating people about how to take these ideas back to their prohibition states and enact change in their local jurisdictions. So that it was the very, very nexus of, you know, where I guess the tourism and the activism comes together, right? So
yeah,
we've been very, very responsible and good stewards of our local cannabis community, and we've done everything we can to support the community and to support, you know, responsible adult consumption and, you know, responsibility with the plant, right? So that's what we are here to impart on people, whether it is, you know, our primary objective or it is just a secondary objective. We are just making sure that people watch us be responsible, express to them what it's like to be a responsible cannabis consumer, and hope that they take this back with them for the rest of their lives.
So will Emerald Farm Tours in 2023 be expanding to other states?
Well,
is
we're
that part of the plan?
To other states, hopefully by the end of this year. Yes. We are going to aggressively be looking to build our offerings in states like Chicago, like New York. We're working very closely with some partners in those areas to get those events and those tours kind of booked and, you know, lifting
good
off.
Good for you.
So,
hey, Victor, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for educating us, and give us the best website that people can find out more about you, the work you're doing at Emerald Farm Tours.
Yes, you can check us out at emeraldfarmtours.com. All of our tours are listed there. Please check us out. Please follow us on Instagram at Emerald Farm Tours is the handle. So emeraldfarmtours.com is the website. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Victor, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational...
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. You know, we talk a lot about the use of CBD, the use of cannabis, how it's used. There's still, as we were saying earlier, so many stigmas, so much attached. There's someone trying to change all of that. Concept that's very novel and very different. And joining us today is someone, and he's going to explain all of this, because this is absolutely fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Joining us today is a man that is passionate about educating us on how the benefits of cannabis may be incorporated into your life. Jack Roosevelt, welcome to the program.
Hi, Frankie. How are you doing? Thanks very much for having me.
Okay, so explain to us what you are trying to do, because this is not your normal everyday story, and how you got to this story.
No, it's definitely not your normal everyday story, and we look at the cannabis consumer market very differently to a lot of other companies, because we're really trying to solve the problem for ourselves. Lucida Club, the concept for Lucida Club came from an experience I had a few years ago when I went to try and buy cannabis for the first time here in Massachusetts after it, recreational cannabis was legal. And, you know, I'd smoked in high school and college, but like most people, I hadn't consumed in, you know, 20 odd years. And I was looking for something to help me manage some stress and help me go to sleep. And I just figured buying weed is buying weed, right? It's going to be the same thing as when I was in college. And
right.
So I figured I'd go to a dispensary and just try and buy an eighth of flower and, you know, go from there. And it took about half a second from walking through those front doors to realize that buying cannabis today is not like buying weed off the stoner crew in college. And I'm 6'8" and about 300 pounds. And so I'm a big guy and I don't intimidate easily. And I've got to say that experience was one of the more intimidating experiences of my life. And I ended up walking out with a tincture. Not because I was upsold to a better product, but because it was kind of the least worst option that I could see. And afterwards, I was sat in the car and I was saying to myself, if this was my experience, what's it going to be like for everybody else?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really, yeah. And that set us on this mission to try and guide the canna curious and help them understand the role that cannabis can or should play in their lives and help answer the questions that they have and try and get them to the experience that they want. And that's the driving purpose behind Lucida Club.
This is the thing. My experience is going to be different than yours, what you're looking for. So do you have a questionnaire? How do you work with your clients? Do you call them clients, patients?
No,
customers?
Not patients. We Lucida Club is a members club, and so we are an e-commerce platform, and we are a lifestyle community that is really trying to guide and educate the kind of curious. And so we built the e-commerce platform to provide a very simple and convenient way for people to understand and learn to the products that they want to buy, and then on the other side of that, we're developing content and an educational side that really brings in the community and helps to educate people on cannabis and all of the bits that go along with that. So if you're interested on something to do with sleep, it's not, the content we have is not just about cannabis and sleep, but it's about sleep in general. It's really trying to educate you across the board. And give you the tools to be able to ask the right questions and educate you and give you, empower you to get to the experience that you're looking for. And so, yes, your experience is going to be different to mine, and everybody's experience is going to be slightly different, either with their desire to try cannabis, or, you know, their experience when they actually try it for the first time. And by the way, when I say cannabis, I don't just mean products with THC. Not everybody wants that or is looking for that. And so we've also gone out and found some of the best CBD hemp brands on the market right now. And so that is really to try and provide those options for people that, you know, that's not what they're looking for. They're not trying to get stoned, or they're not interested in the THC side. But there are the health benefits with CBD that can really help people from sleep to, you know, athletes and around, you know, the calming aspects of CBD and helping them unwind at the end of the day as well. And so everybody's experience is going to be slightly different.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's why I'm very excited for you, because this is a wonderful opportunity for people to hear about this. So where do they go? How do they sign up? How does it all work?
Very, very simple. LucidaClub.com, LucidaClub.com. Come there. You create a profile. You can sign up. And then the first thing that we really encourage people to do is to have a call with our head curator and to spend some time asking Bob the questions and trying to get to the real understanding of the experience that you're looking for. And so we really encourage people to take that first step and actually have a call with our head curator. And then we put the package together for you. Our launch partner, our first retail partner, is down in Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and it's Cape Cod Cannabis. But if you're not going to be anywhere near the Cape, that's totally fine. We will work with you and actually make recommendations based on a retailer that's near you. And so as long as you're in a state where recreational cannabis is available, we can work with anybody across the country. But our primary focus right now is here in Massachusetts, which is where we've launched, and in New England.
So exciting. So exciting. So where can people, for the best website people can go to?
LucidaClub.com. Very simple.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And how exciting, Jack Roosevelt. Congratulations on your new venture.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Really, really great to meet you. And thank you very much for having me on your show.
And keep us posted on how you're doing. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.